You will love it. I have one. I can speak to that. So get into Mattress Firm for the Memorial Day sale for all the savings, the financing, and these new high-tech mattresses that will help you save money, sleep happy.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
Just before 5 o'clock from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Kevin Zipak. The Wolves don't believe in ties for Father's Day. They believe in overtimes and shootouts. Tickets start at only $11. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. Starter Eddie Butler will get his fourth start tonight for the Cubs as the Northsiders try and climb back over the 500 mark. They are just 25-25 on the year. Kyle Schwarber is back in the lineup tonight, hitting second. Joe Maddon told Spiegel and Parkins today that everything is good with the left fielder and his 173 batting average.
I thought Kyle's at-bats, again, were good yesterday. Had a good pinch hit the other day against a lefty, actually, in Los Angeles. And, I don't really just go by hits. He missed that first pitch yesterday, the fly ball to center field. I mean, the first at bat. If he just squares it up a little bit better. I watch his BP. It's fabulous. I talk to him. He's fine.
That entire interview available now at 670thescore.com. And our pregame show tonight with Mark Rohde gets started at 8:35. Big game tonight at Guaranteed Rate Field as well, as Red Sox ace Chris Sale makes his return to the south side. The White Sox counter with their ace as Jose Quintana gets the start for the Pale Hose. Also today, Jose Abreu was named American League Player of the Week. He hit .452 over the last 7 days. Also in the baseball world, Angels outfielder Mike Trout is set to miss 6 to 8 weeks. He needs surgery on a torn UCL ligament in his left thumb. To football, the Bears waived quarterback Connor Shaw today, but then quarterback Mark Sanchez suffered a knee injury, so Shaw was then taken off of waivers. Our own Zach Zaidman is reporting that Sanchez will miss the rest of the offseason, but should be back for training camp. Also today, the Bears officially confirmed a one-year deal with veteran wide receiver Victor Cruz. And finally, in golf, more details have emerged from Tiger Woods' DUI arrest from early yesterday morning in Florida. The police report indicated that Woods was asleep at the wheel of his car and admitted to taking painkillers. Join 670 The Score's Spiegel and Parkins, broadcasting live from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. on June 7th at Del Frisco's Double Eagle Steakhouse as they host Wilson Contreras and Kyle Hendricks for the first luncheon of the Cubs On Deck series presented by Xfinity, AZEK, and Office Revolution. Tickets on sale now at 670thescore.com/ondeck. And this scoreboard update is brought to you by Grandview Homes. Grandview will buy your home today. Go to grandviewhomes.com. I'm Kevin Zipak, and you are listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. The next Cubs game on The Score is tonight at 8:35 when the Cubs take on the San Diego Padres on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Lake Forest Graduate School. Visit lakeforestmba.edu for information on their upcoming open house.
What time is it?
It's 5 o'clock.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff, afternoons on The Score.
Welcome back to the Bernstein and Goff Show here on 670 The Score, 670thescore.com, and also on the live video stream at watch670thescore.com, brought to you by American Needle, based in Chicago since 1918.
We talk to Jake Arrieta every other week about a wide range of things. This week, we got his answer to why are the Cubs just kind of meh.
We're aware that we're in a skid right now. We haven't played our best baseball, that's for sure. It's a valid point. There are a lot of teams that are playing better than us on a more consistent basis.
What are they better?
You know,
than you?
And what's that?
What are they better than you?
Well, you know, I don't necessarily think so. I think, like you said, we're 50 games in. There's teams that have been better than us to this point. We're at 500 right now. We're a couple of games out of first place. It definitely could be worse. And, you know, we're looking forward to tightening up our game all the way around. You know, pitching, defense, offense. Everybody's holding themselves accountable. We're not excited. We're not happy with where we're currently at. But, that doesn't change the way we approach each and every game. Guys are preparing very well. Just not necessarily getting the results we don't like. And we're anticipating that, turning around as quickly as we can.
There's too many moments. There's just too many times you can say, look, this was so close to being something better than it was. You know, it happened Friday. There you are. You're one out away from a quality start, you know, getting through six and allowing just two, and then something happens. You know, yesterday,
right.
the Hunter Renfro Grand Slam, and then here's, you know, you walk 10 times, you get Jason Hayward up, and there's the double play ball. Just too many games. For whatever reason, already through these first 50, we can point to and say, God, they just, things that went your way last year or the year before, this year just aren't. And I don't know if there is a commonality, if there's a reason why these things are happening, or if it's just baseball.
You're right. I mean, up until this point, it seems like there's been a moment in every game that typically you would envision to go a certain way, and it ends up going the opposite. You know, it was a pitch to Adrian Gonzalez that wasn't executed very well. He made me pay for it. You know, and we were up against a guy in Alex Wood who's been throwing the ball really well, a bullpen who's that's one of the best in the game, I believe. They handled their business that series. They put it on us pretty good. We made some mistakes. And then yesterday in San Diego, you know, pretty much the only hard hit ball off Kyle all day happened to come with bases loaded. I think he had four or five hits that he gave up where there were little flares to the outfield, a couple base hits that kind of squeaked through. And then, you know, they end up, you know, putting a ball over the wall with three guys on. So it's been an accumulation of little things that haven't been going our way. And, you know, we're not complaining about it. It can bother you from time to time when it just seems to compound the way it has. But, you know, like I said, we've got a tremendous team. We haven't been playing to our capabilities, and you know, I don't think it can last for much longer.
Sometimes I hear former pitchers turn broadcasters say that when you've got a great defense and a good offense behind you, you pitch a little bit different. You can be a little bit more aggressive. You know, you're going to get early runs, that kind of thing. How does it work the other way around when the ball is being kicked around a little bit more than you're used to, or you know that the offense doesn't get churning until about the third or fourth inning? Does it have the opposite effect?
Well, it can. I mean, I think you have to do your best to not focus or harp on that aspect of the game based on the way you're playing, because if you try and pitch different than you're accustomed to and pitch to your strengths and attack a lineup the best way you see fit, then it can really throw you off your game. You know, and teams have been playing us tough. You know, I will say that we've played some good series, and lately we've dropped some series that typically we envision ourselves playing a little bit better. But, you know, I think when you look at our lineup, you understand what they're capable of. Our guys are just missing some mistakes. You know, having situations where typically you see a guy like Rizzo or somebody hit a ball in the gap and clear the bases. And, you know, guys are bearing down and making good pitches to our guys. So I think it's a little bit has to do with the target on our back. Guys are giving their best effort against us night in, night out. And it's just, you know, it's frankly a matter of us not coming through in big situations. Not just offense, but you know, our pitching, our defense. It's been all the way around where we, you know, we've really come up short. And you know, I think guys aren't pressing, guys aren't worried, but you know, there is some. You know, it will come a time where you want to have a little bit of urgency and you want to stack up some wins the best way you can.
I'm there already. You know, 50 games, you're talking about a third of the season, and I guess it's, for me, the question is how urgency in baseball is expressed or communicated, because the word tends to have connotations of panic or discomfort when it doesn't have to, and we know the sport that you play is not one at which you can improve by trying harder. You know, it's not hockey. It's not, you can't just skate harder on a shift and just and have that make you better. So how does a baseball player internalize and use urgency positively?
Well, that's a really good question. And I think that's something that, you know, a lot of guys battle with and struggle with throughout the course of a season when things aren't typically going the way you would like. I think in times of urgency, there can be a little bit of panic, guys pressing a little bit more than they normally would, getting outside of of their game, swinging the balls outside of the strike zone too often, or trying to make the perfect pitch rather than just execute something quality within the strike zone and make the hitters react to what we're trying to do. So I think the preparation is really good. I mean, our guys are doing everything they need to be doing. It's just not necessarily translating the way we would like right now. And for me, I would just love to continue to see the guys show up every day, keep their heads down and go to work and not express panic because, you know, as you guys know, we've still got, what is it, 70 to play, and only being a game or two out of first place isn't the worst position to be in. Obviously, we'd like to be 5 or 6 games over 500 and, have a lead in the division at this point throughout the season, but that's not where we're at, unfortunately. And we have to do the best we can to overcome that.
Cubs starting pitcher Jake Arrieta joining us here on the Bernstein and Golf Show on 670 The Score, 670thescore.com, and also on the live video stream at watch670thescore.com, brought to you by American Needle. Be sure to check them out at AmericanNeedle.com. Jake, I've always wondered when it comes to the pitcher-position-player relationship outside of, crushing beers against your forehead and hanging out on a night off or something like that, do you guys ever talk to the other side about what they do for a living? For instance, Kyle Schwarber. Kyle Schwarber has not lived up to probably his own expectations and a lot of Cubs fans' expectations coming back off of being a World Series legend last year. Do you or could you ever go up to him if you had that relationship, or does it happen often where guys go, okay, I see what's happening here with you and I see how guys are trying to get you out, or do you keep your own space and allow coaches to handle that?
Well, I mean, there's a time and a place, and then there's definitely opportunities for teammates to kind of help another guy out, whether it's putting your arm around him, patting him on the back, saying, look, I understand you're doing everything you need to be doing as far as preparation goes. Maybe try and take a little bit of pressure off yourself. But for me as starting pitcher, it's difficult to give a guy like Schwarber, who's such a talented hitter, useful information in the box. I'll try and be there for moral support or emotionally, just to make sure guys aren't getting down on themselves, because when that does happen, when guys get overly emotional or they press a little bit too much, it's probably going to continue in a negative fashion. So trying to keep the mood light, breaking up the monotony of the grind every day and doing something as a team to kind of get your mind off of it briefly, because doing it day in, day out, every day for 7-8 months can wear on you, especially if you're not playing to your capability. So really what I try and focus on and help my teammates with is showing up to the field every day as the same guy, regardless of how things are going on the field, whether it's positive or negative, trying to keep the same mindset and understand that the approach we take leads to successful results if we just trust the process. And, I'm confident that most of our guys are in that mindset. And if I see someone that's not, I'll try and do my best to get them back.
You mentioned the emotional makeup. It seems like we've seen you guys go through some things over the last couple of years, but especially with the young guys, we don't know a lot about these dudes. And Kyle Schwarber, the emotional makeup of him, if you were to describe him to someone who's never met Kyle before, as far as how he internalizes things, how he handles things, what is he going through right now, and what is he built of that we can, see this thing kind of fix itself here over the last 100 so games?
Well, Schwarber's he's a tough, hard-nosed player. He kind of keeps, the way he's feeling to himself. And he doesn't, he's not broadcasting any negative emotions. But I know as a teammate that obviously he would like to be doing better. We all would, frankly. And, I think that just being supportive, whether it's, kind of talking to him about some at bats, or basically like you stated before, how guys are attacking him. But, I think the most important thing is to not try and overload a guy with too much information. He's prepared. He's watching his video. I mean, our guys are watching tape of the other starter for a couple hours before the game starts. So, there's no doubt in my mind that these guys have a good approach against the starter we're facing that night. They understand the way guys are going to attack them. And sometimes you got to give credit to the guy on the other side for executing pitches or you know, attacking a guy's weakness, you know, to the best of their ability. Obviously, we know that the caliber of guys we have here are capable of overcoming other guys' strengths and turning that into positive results for us. But just hasn't translated on a consistent basis for us yet. You know, and like I said, it's, for me, it's there's no panic. There's not a lot of concern. It's just a matter of trying to tighten things up and continue to hold ourselves accountable.
All right, forget the Cubs for a second. We need your help here in breaking down all of the different forces at work in the Bryce Harper Hunter Strickland confrontation that became a conflagration. About protocol, about 3-year grudges because a guy hit home runs off you. I've watched the whole thing and I've read a lot about the history and everything that's going on. Is everybody an idiot in this? Is what's right? What's wrong? What do you expect your catcher to do to protect you when he doesn't really appear interested?
Do you have hands for him once you get in the clubhouse?
What was that?
Man, I don't think anybody's right or wrong. I thought it was awesome. You know, every once in a while. It's refreshing to see two teams emotionally, like, charged, getting after it. And when something like that happens, versus continuing to chirp and talk about it, why don't you go out there and see somebody? And that's exactly what happened in the game yesterday. I sent Samardzija a text, and I just said, man, that was awesome. What happened yesterday?
So every once in a while, somebody needs to get their ass whipped.
You guys are meatballs. Man. I mean, you know,
Bryce,
don't talk about it. Hunter, be about they, it.
They, Bryce and Hunter went out there. They threw a few punches. They landed one apiece, I believe. And then Samardzija comes out of left field and smashes into Morse. And I'm pretty sure that Harper was lucky that they collided.
Yeah.
Samardzija was coming in to do some damage.
Yeah. Baseball players. It's still assault with a deadly weapon.
See, Jake, that's the thing. If you can throw a ball at a guy's hip, he's got to be able to run out there with the bat. Like, I don't understand this discarding of the bat situation. There are no rules in a fight. If you're going to get it on, I mean, get it on to the fullest of your extent. Don't whip your helmet all of a sudden and whip it into right field at that. Like, if you're going to do it, take the bat out there with you.
I don't think anybody wants to see somebody hit somebody with a bat.
Well, you've got Jeff Samardzija, who played big-time college football, taking running leaps at people. Like, well, I mean, come on.
Well, I mean, this is the way I
bet you it'll be the last fight.
If two guys want to go see each other, let them be in the middle, let them throw some punches, and then break it up. You know, I don't like to see any sucker punches. I do think that in the heat of the battle, if you're getting hit on the hip with 98, then you should be able to go out and see somebody. And I think the umpires handled it well. I think they let them exchange for a moment, and then they try to break it up. You know, what I don't like to see is you know, a lot of chirping and guys, you know, just talking crap to each other. If you got something wrong with a guy, go see him, you know, and then they'll break it up and continue to play the game.
Now, what's the responsibility as a teammate, though? Because if Bryce Harper throws a punch and breaks a knuckle and needs surgery, you know, you've got that's a contending team. So I wonder how a teammate would feel because of some of the silliness going on. If all of a sudden my chance of winning is now damaged because of a little macho outburst.
Yeah, I mean, that is a factor. You never want to see you never want to see something like that. Obviously, one of the best players in the game on either side, you know, get hurt and have to miss an extended period of time for a broken finger or something like that. But like I said, when you're in the heat of the moment, you're not really thinking in that clear of a mindset. Your blood's boiling. You're just ready to get out there and throw some punches, frankly. And then that's kind of what happens. You just hope that at the end of the day, everybody comes out without injury.
What do you have to say to Buster Posey around the post-game spread in that situation?
Well, I mean, in that scenario, there's 15 to 20 guys on each side in the middle of the pile anyways.
But the stills, the optics, though, Jake – I mean, he took his time trying to get out there to save his pitcher.
Yeah, I think Buster was playing Angry Birds right. For the first two minutes.
Come on, Jake. That's like the Zapruder film. You can go back and forth on that one. It's not going to look good anyway.
Well, I'll be honest. If it's my catcher, I want him to wait and give me an opportunity to do a little damage. I don't want it broken up right away.
Are you a karate man? Like what you, Jake? I understand you work out and all that, but like it sounds like you look forward to these events.
Well, if it happens, I'll let you know. I'll be ready. You know, I like my chances toe to toe with just about anybody. So if it happens, you know, I'll tell. I know Wilson would probably beat whoever charges the mound to the mound. But, you know, I'll tell him and Miggy, hey, give me 10, 15 seconds to get some work in and then come out and see me.
You guys.
You are a thug. Jake, wait, you going to cut a mixtape next? What's going on with you?
We're emotionally charged in the situation. And, you know, if you see a guy charging at you 60 feet.
You got to do something. I understand that part.
It's probably going to change.
Has that ever happened at any level with you?
I've never been charged, no. No,
because of your reputation,
right? Because they know,
you'll put hands on people.
I was a part of the infamous bench clearing brawl with Kevin Gregg and David Ortiz in Boston. I believe it was in 2011 or 2012. Two giant titans going at it. That was one of the more intense ones I've been a part of.
Yeah, he was here. SaveBot. So we used to call him
SaveBot. Until the SaveBot malfunctioned.
He was no good for after a while. All right, Jake, stay out of the fights, man. We don't need that at all. We need you to get through the season healthy so you can keep coming on the air with us and pressing the phone with your face.
That's right. No, we don't need any broken digits.
Jake Arrieta, brought to you by PresenceHealth.org. Stuffy nose, fever, could be allergies or the flu. At Presence Health, you can schedule same-day appointments so you'll get quick results.
Sometimes.
Make an appointment today at PresenceHealth.org/find-a-doc. And as we were just hearing Jake Arrieta talk about it, the news has come down that Hunter Strickland has been suspended 6 games. Mm-hmm. Bryce Harper suspended 4 games.
If you really wanted it to stop, what would those suspensions be?
100 games.
There would not be 100 games. 25? 20?
It's arbitrary.
If you made guys think about it for a quick second, like, yeah, I can't run out there. And 25 games worth of paychecks is not worth me wasting right now. If you really wanted it to stop.
I have to announce my presence with authorities.
Hunter Strickland. Okay. Goof. Yeah, but Jake.
You hit 2 home runs off me 3 years ago, and I'm still salty about it.
And I found out that was the reason why. Like, that is a level of petty and childishness that you should probably get past at some point.
And both have announced plans to appeal their suspensions, so the suspensions will necessitate hearings before they go into effect.
It's baseball. We're talking baseball. Yeah, baseball and hockey. Only sports you can still.
Yeah, but hockey's doing a better job doing away with it, though.
Dude, did you see what that game won last night with the dumbass penalties by the Nashville Predators? 5-0.
You know why?
Because they're not on the same possession. You don't think they're good?
Because they're not calling anything. See, I understand a coach saying,
it's
hey,
been dangerous.
Do whatever you want
this postseason.
Because they're not going to. I couldn't believe they called both of them because all postseason, it's just been, if you're a star,
guys are getting cross-checked
you go around
to the
just
face.
Swinging your stick around because it's not a penalty. Huh? And then all of a sudden, there it is. It's a penalty and it's 5-on-3. And then they wait till the very end of the fight. They can't even get it entered into the zone. And then the very end of that power play, they're able to get one.
There's a little controversy up in Lake Forest because Connor Shaw is cut and then he's back.
Mm-hmm. Uncut.
And now we're going to talk to Zach about it because Rich Campbell has some very interesting tweets. We might run those past Zach Zabin when we come back. It's the Bernstein and Goff Show right here on 670 The Score.
Cubs legend Ryne Sandberg joins Mark Grody during every Cubs postgame show for all home games. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score. Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Hello, it's Jason Goff here, and when the time comes when you have to buy or sell a home, call the realtor who I would call. The realtor with a serious marketing plan that will work hard for you. That's Amy Kite of Keller Williams Infinity. Been telling you about my girl Amy. Here's a story about Amy's work. Pete and Phil needed to sell the home they grew up in so they'll have money to care for their mother. Listening carefully to their needs, Amy made a custom marketing plan, and the property sold in only 30 days for 300,000 big ones. Amy's unique in that you agree on a price, a deadline, and if the deadline passes, the home isn't sold. She can rent it, lease it, or buy it for cash because that's the Amy Kite guarantee I've been telling you about. No gimmicks. That's the real deal. Anybody can put a sign in a yard. Amy sells homes. Working with Amy doesn't obligate you to anything. If they aren't doing their job, she'll let you out of the contract free and clear. Trust me, nobody ever does that because they get the job done. Trust the experienced and effective agent. That's Amy. She will expose your home to the most buyers, create a marketing plan, and offer strategy getting you the most money possible. Next time I need to sell my home, I would absolutely trust Amy Kite of Keller Williams Infinity. Call Amy right now at 847-877-9881 or online at amywillsellyourhome.com. All right, get yourself a pen, get yourself a pencil if I went too fast for you. Her phone number again is 847-877-9881 or amywillsellyourhome.com.
This is Brandon Tierney, and this is a CBS Sports Minute brought to you by CDW, making IT solutions work for you. Back in the day, pitchers routinely delivered gym music with purpose. Retaliation for a dirty play involving a teammate, leaning out over the plate, or simply showboating was destined to deliver 95-mile-per-hour cheese under your grill. Well, yesterday we saw a pretty damn good baseball fight. Nat star Bryce Harper charging Giants pitcher Hunter Strickland after getting drilled. Each player connected with a vicious punch before a rugby scrum ensued on the mound. But what about Buster Posey? Posey literally stood and watched Harper point and then charge his pitcher. Even if you disagreed with Strickland hitting Harper, you support in public and you chastise privately. Bottom line, in baseball terms, Posey should absolutely be ashamed of himself. I know the game's changed, but imagine, say, Munson or Fisk or Gary Carter laying back watching. No chance. Weak move, Buster. I'm BT.
Who provides the best entertainment and internet experience? Best in-home Wi-Fi experience. Lets you stream on 5 devices at once. Brings you Netflix on X1 and 75 megabits per second in the most popular packages? No question. Xfinity stacks up where AT&T doesn't. Get all these great reliable features, the X1 voice remote, and fast internet for an incredible price. Get up to 75 megabits per second download speed. Compare that to AT&T. And get X1 and voice for $30 each a month for 1 year when you bundle all three. Call 1-800-XFINITY today and make sure to ask about Xfinity Mobile, a new kind of network designed to save you money. Get up to 5 lines of talk and text included with Xfinity internet service with no activation and no line access fees. Plus 2 easy data options available so you can stream entertainment on the go and save along the way. Compare that to AT&T. Call 1-800-XFINITY today. Must enroll in EcoBill and auto-pay within 30 days or charges increased by $5 a month. Offer ends 6/27/17. Restrictions apply. Service not available in all areas. Limited to new residential customers. Equipment installation tax and fees extra and subject to change during and after promo. Early termination fee applies if all Xfinity service are canceled during the agreement term. After 1 year, regular rates apply. Netflix streaming membership required. Xfinity Mobile requires a post-pay subscription to residential Xfinity internet service.
If you're an entrepreneur, business owner, or interested in a side income, listen up right now. There is a conference coming up in Detroit. It's called Gateway 17. And what's important is that it's sponsored by Alibaba. If you don't know what Alibaba is, you should, because it is a Chinese combination of Amazon, Google, and eBay. So what Gateway 17 is going to do, it's going to help you tap into the Chinese market, meaning you're selling direct to 500 million consumers or sourcing from millions of products you can sell here. Alibaba is an e-commerce platform. It's a marketplace for buyers and sellers, a massive marketplace. So if you're a business, we're talking about 500 million potential customers. Alibaba connects it all. Inventory, marketing, payments, shipping, and returns. And there's also millions of products here. So Alibaba lets you skip the middleman to get the best prices and costs, whether you're an existing business or interested in starting one. So about Gateway 17, it's a two-day event. It is in Detroit, so it's driving distance, June 20th and 21st. It's to matchmake and network and educate and teach you everything you need to know. So in just 2 days, you're going to be an expert. Whether you're buying and selling on Alibaba, and with only 2,000 invites, you're going to be one of the few with this firsthand know-how that they're providing. And for you, just for you, Gateway 17 has this great offer because there's limited availability. The retail price is $500 to get into this thing. So just for listening to this show, you get 50% off. You pay $250. That's an investment. Think of it that way. It's a $250 investment to learn how to make thousands, even millions of dollars. But once those 2,000 seats are gone, this opportunity is gone too. So what you can do right now to make sure you don't miss this, go to gateway17.com/score. That's gateway17.com/score. That way you pay just $250. It's half off. You've got to go to my page first. And it's a great opportunity. The smartest $250 you will ever invest. gateway17.com/score to save 50%. Invest in yourself or your business via this conference and Alibaba. So don't miss out on this opportunity. gateway17.com/score.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. The Score's Danny Parkins on the Cubs.
I'm a Chicago kid who grew up in the 90s, so I expect three-peats and dynasties. The goal is to win the World Series every year this core of the Cubs steps on. That's not realistic, but the expectation is absolutely World Series or bust.
Join Danny Parkins on the Spiegel and Parkins Show, weekdays 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score, Chicago Sports Radio 670. Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff, afternoons on The Score.
Jake Arrieta.
We haven't played our best baseball, that's for sure. It definitely could be worse, and, you know, we're looking forward to tightening up our game all the way around. You know, pitching, defense, offense, everybody's holding themselves accountable.
Bernstein and Goff, afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score
and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Are you thinking about renting out your house? Good choice, because the rental market is red hot. Not only could you make more money by renting out your home, but renting has never been easier, especially when you hire Renters Warehouse. Renters Warehouse is America's number one rent estate company, helping everyday homeowners lease and manage their homes. Their rent estate advisors make property management easy. They'll price your property, they'll find you great tenants, they'll collect the rent, and take those pesky maintenance calls, all while you sit back and let someone else pay your mortgage. It's easy to start cash flowing on your home, easy to get great tax breaks, and easy to open the door to financial freedom. Plus, Renters Warehouse gives you 24/7 property management for one low, flat monthly fee. Go to renterswarehouse.com right now. Get a free home rental price analysis and find out how much your home will rent for today. It's easy. Renters Warehouse, the professional landlords of rent estate.
Find out how much your home will rent for. Renters Warehouse. Renterswarehouse.com.
Need legal advice from a reputable attorney? Send questions you want answered to cbschicago.com/legaladvice and look online for free Legal Fridays with Horowitz, Horowitz & Associates. That's cbschicago.com/legaladvice.
Real-Time Sports in Elk Grove Village is your world champion baseball headquarters. Watch the champs from their patio or one of their 50 high-def TVs in Jumbotron, featuring daily food and drink specials. For more info, visit realtimesportsbar.com. Thanks for streaming The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs, and the place to hear World Series Cubs manager Joe Maddon talk with Spiegel and Parkins, Tuesdays at noon.
Is there ever a scenario where you have too many guys that need to play?
You're absolutely right on. We have a roster right now that you'd like to play guys more often, but there's not as much room. I mean, you only get to play eight without the DH.
Joe Maddon with Spiegel and Parkins, Tuesdays at noon on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
Participating Carquest stores.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Kevin Zipak. The Wolves don't believe in ties for Father's Day. They believe in overtimes and shootouts. Tickets start at only $11. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. Cubs and Padres tonight on The Score. Eddie Butler will get his fourth start in a Cubs uniform as the Northsiders try and snap a four-game losing streak. Our pregame show with Mark Grody gets started at 8:35 this evening, and the lineup is out. Ben Zobrist back in the lineup leading off, playing second base, followed by the left fielder Kyle Schwarber. Chris Bryant plays third base, hits third, followed by the first baseman Anthony Rizzo and center fielder John Jay. Jason Hayward is in right field tonight, hitting sixth, followed by the catcher Wilson Contreras, hitting eighth, shortstop Addison Russell, and on the hill is Eddie Butler. To the White Sox, they welcome Chris Sale back to 35th and Shields tonight as the Red Sox ace makes his return to the South Side. Sox have their ace on the mound tonight as well as Jose Quintana gets the start for the Pale Hose. Also in Sox news, first baseman Jose Abreu was named American League Player of the Week. He hit .452 over the last 7 days. Also in baseball, Major League Baseball announced today that Nationals outfielder Bryce Harper has been suspended four games, and Giants reliever Hunter Strickland has been suspended six games as a result of their brawl yesterday. Both players plan to appeal. To football, the Bears waived quarterback Connor Shaw today, but quarterback Mark Sanchez then suffered a knee injury, so Shaw was taken off of waivers. Zach Zaidman reporting that Sanchez will miss the rest of the offseason, but should be back for training camp. And I believe Zach is up right after the update. The team also...
Yeah.
Good, I'm keeping track. The Bears also announced today that they officially signed veteran wide receiver Victor Cruz to a one-year deal. Northside fans, come out to the Hooters Baseball Watch Party in Downers Grove on June 3rd at 1:15 p.m. for multiple chances to win all-inclusive rooftop tickets to the June 19th game. The first 100 people will receive a framed Game 7 scorecard from the 2016 Fall Classic. Additional baseball giveaways and Hooters prizes will be on hand. Hooters is the original wing joint. I'm Kevin Zipak, and you are listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. The next Cubs game on The Score is tonight at 8:35 when the Cubs take on the Padres on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by Metra. When you're car-free, you're carefree. And riding Metra lets you feel carefree every time you ride. Learn how Metra can help you avoid traffic and parking hassles, forget about wear and tear on your car, and feel relaxed every day at MetroRail.com.
Can I get back to football or?
Right now, Zach Zaidman's on Twitter at Zach Zaidman. He is on the Home Run In Pizza Hotline. Think outside the oven, try a Home Run In off the grill this summer. So some odd goings on today, Zach, complicated by the rules under which the media must operate.
I think you're being kind. Today is the kind of day that captures exactly what it's been like at Halas Hall from the day Lovie Smith was forced to leave, for a variety of different reasons. But in the morning, the Bears finally added Victor Cruz, the former Giant, to the roster. Now, they needed a roster spot, so since they had four quarterbacks on the roster, they decided to let go of Connor Shaw, who a couple of weeks ago, you'll recall, Dow Loggins talked about how valuable that Shaw was in that preseason game against Kansas City last year before he ended up breaking his leg. He was probably the most experienced quarterback on the roster in terms of understanding Dowell Loggins and the Bears offense. But, you know, they did have three other quarterbacks on the roster, so they decided to say goodbye. And then in the middle of practice, I didn't see exactly when it happened. I don't think anyone knows for sure exactly when it happened. All of a sudden, the trainers start looking at Mark Sanchez, his left knee, and you know that it's kind of serious. Now, at the time, we're not allowed to report on injuries unless they come from the head coach during those closed practice sessions that are open to the media.
And so, then John Fox said?
Nothing. He did not talk today.
But, that's awesome.
But you knew that as soon as practice ended, they probably ran to the phone and called Connor Shaw back, who actually tweeted how much he loved the Bears organization and he was looking forward to a new beginning. And I think moments ago he just tweeted a Lee Corso meme, right, that says...
Not so fast.
So he's back on the roster. Sanchez is out, from my understanding, for the rest of the offseason. The Bears expect him to be able to get it going again at the beginning of training camp.
So why was John Fox not made available?
He doesn't have to talk during OTAs. Usually what happens is Fox talks during the first OTA session, and then you hear from him again during the mini camp in the middle of June.
So if you guys aren't allowed to report injuries without John Fox, how was this news going to be, you know, disseminated?
Well, NFL Network put it out there.
Oh, my God.
So I don't know if they got it from Sanchez or the Bears, but the league put it out. And, you know, at that point, we were able to officially confirm exactly what transpired.
Yeah, you and Rich, you know, we've talked to you guys the most over the last year or so, a couple of years of John Fox's tenure. I heard a little something in your voice there at the beginning comparing this to the Lovie Smith tenure in terms of availability and just downright just talking to people.
That's not what I'm referring to. I'm referring to the fact that they're 20 games under 500 since they fired Lovie Smith.
Okay.
In large part because just weird things have happened over the last 4 years, including you have a surplus, or so you think, at the quarterback position. So you let one go, and then before the day is done, you have to rescind the waiver on that player because you lost another one of your quarterbacks. And you can make a case. I'll submit that hands down the most experienced quarterback on the Bears roster is Mark Sanchez because of the games that he's played in the NFL. I didn't say that he was a good quarterback, but definitely the most experienced. He has played in a pair of AFC championship games, and he is a guy that was the bridge, because you can't expect Mike Glennon and Mitchell Trubisky to get along. It's just not a dynamic that's going to work when they're both competing for the same job. But Sanchez is kind of the buffer, if you will, and the guy that can mentor, kind of like a few years back when the Bears had both Rex Grossman and Kyle Orton. Brian Griese was in that quarterback's room, and I thought he was very valuable in terms of making sure that Kyle Orton became as good of a quarterback as he could possibly be, even though it was Rex Grossman's team at the time, and Lovie Smith made that very clear. So that's the bad news on the quarterback front. And the good news today is, a week ago when we spoke, Kevin White was not practicing, but White was back on the practice field today. But you know what's interesting is, a year ago, remember when Alshon Jeffrey said that the Bears have the best receiving core in football?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, this year there's a very different story from Kevin White and company.
We got a lot to prove, but who don't? So we just take it like that, and whoever want to say things about us, say we're unproductive or inconsistent or whatever you want to say. I mean, you guys write it up, and we'll try to do our best out here.
Kevin, how about for you personally? Zach Zani, when we talked to him last week, seemed to indicate that you black out the noise. The idea that people think you're a bust after 2 years, that's motivation for you.
Like I said, you guys can write it up. Fans got it. Everybody got their own opinion. So I'll just leave it at that.
But does that drive you? Does that motivate you? Does it?
Not really. I mean, if you say I won't be able to score 100, a touchdown or get 100 yards in the game, that don't affect how I'm going to play. I just know I got to turn it up and do what I got to do.
Yeah, his NFL mortality is on the line. And again, it's tough to call a guy a bust when he's been injured. Usually when you refer to someone as a bust, it's because they simply can't play. In Kevin White's case, we don't know if he can play because he hasn't been healthy enough.
Jason knows
to stay on the field.
Jason knows. Jason's got him for what is it? 1,300 yards and 11 touchdowns.
All right, let me write that down so we can bring it back at some point. But I can
play. Oh, I got it. Don't worry.
Yeah, we bet a dinner on it.
Doesn't it remind you of the Mark Colombo situation? Because he was Jerry Angelo's first draft pick, and he was, for whatever reason, the knee would not recover. He had a big knee injury with the Bears.
The champagne, right?
Yeah, and it never got right as a Bear, and the Bears couldn't wait for him to heal up. So eventually he gets let go, goes on to play for the Dallas Cowboys, and has a very respected NFL career. Now he's a coach with the Cowboys. And, that's why I'm not going to call Kevin White a bust at this point. But the problem is you can't rely on him to be the kind of player that you thought you were getting when you made him the 7th overall pick back in Ryan Pace's first draft with the Bears. He may eventually end up being that guy, but I don't think you can go into the season relying on him being that guy. But that leaves you very thin at the receiver position until he is, if he's ever able to prove himself, because you've got guys like Marcus Wheaton, who was banged up in Pittsburgh, was a solid receiver there before the injuries hit. And then you bring in Kendall Wright, who never lived up to expectations in Tennessee, but has a history with the Bears offensive coordinator, Dowell Loggins, from his days with the Titans. Cameron Meredith had that one good season last year. Will he be able to continue it this year? Alshon Jeffrey's not on the other side to help him out. He has to be the guy. And then you've got other players that have been added to the mix, like Reuben Randall, now Victor Cruz, who says that he's primarily comfortable in the slot, even though he felt last year he showed he could play it at the different positions, but he's probably going to be your slot guy if he's able to make the team, because he's not a special teamer, so he's got to be lights out in everything else. I think that it reminds me of that receiving core that the Bears had coming out of the lockout. Remember in 2011 when they didn't have a very experienced bunch. They just traded Greg Olsen. Roy Williams was probably the veteran of that crew, and it did not go well. So who knows how they're going to make this work with this group this year. But they have upgraded at the tight end position, and they do have a good running back in Jordan Howard. But I think adding all those new pieces together, you know, the offensive practices have been sloppy because you have so many new players being added to the mix. And in addition to that, you're dealing with a whole bunch of veteran players, as has been noted before, that got guys that are in and out of the lineup because they've been banged up.
Zach, thank you as always.
Take care, guys.
That is Zach Zabin, brought to you by 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline. Attention diabetics, with insurance, you may qualify to get your testing supplies at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call 800-808-5181. Lawrence Holmes says hello next on The Score.
Great. America's number one Memorial Day sale starts now at Art Van Furniture. Free mountain bikes or TVs with purchase. Save up to 65% off, plus an extra 20% off. The Art Van Furniture Memorial Day sale starts Saturday.
Dads love steak. I know this. I'm a dad, and I love steak. And my dad loves steak. And I have the perfect gift for you for Father's Day. And I know because I've already received this gift directly from Omaha Steaks, and I'm already enjoying it. It is the special limited-time Father's Day package. You have to go to omahasteaks.com and enter Dan B. in the search bar. Just the main page in the search bar, Dan B., and you can apply the savings. It's Omaha Steaks, so you know you're getting the highest quality cuts, one-of-a-kind flavor, and hand-trimmed, aged for 21 days, vacuum-sealed. And right now, Omaha Steaks is giving you this limited time offer for Father's Day. This is an unbelievable deal. It's 80% off the Omaha Steaks Father's Day package. Here's what's in it, okay? Two tender mild filet mignons, two bold beefy top sirloins, four crispy chicken fried steaks, four juicy boneless pork chops, four all-beef Omaha steak burgers, four award-winning gourmet jumbo franks, 12 ounces of all-beef meatballs, 1 pound of steakhouse fries, four made-from-scratch caramel apple tartlets, an Omaha steak seasoning packet, and they're throwing in four additional burgers free. All of that is $49.99. When you go to omahasteaks.com, type Dan B. in the search bar and add that Father's Day package to your cart. Don't wait, because this offer is going to end soon. Go to omahasteaks.com, type Dan B. in the search bar, grab your dad and fire.
Put hospice eligibility guidelines and fast, secure referrals at your fingertips. Download the free VITAS healthcare app from the Apple Store or Google Play. Just search VITAS, V-I-T-A-S.
I'm here with Jeff Anderson, president and CEO of Lake Forest Graduate School of Management. Lake Forest builds great leaders who change lives and propel businesses forward. Jeff, when your organization has momentum, how does a leader take advantage of that?
Trust is the foundation of leadership. Nothing has been more clearly established. There have been dozens of pieces of research conducted to determine what followers want from their leader, and honesty and trust are always at the top of the list. It sounds straightforward, but takes time and it doesn't happen by accident. The leader must take the first step. I know of one sports leader in town who tells his team, "I trust you, but I need to earn yours. What do you need from me?" When you get it right, the benefits are enormous. It reduces friction in the organization. People give you the benefit of the doubt. Decisions become easier. Passive resistance melts away. You get more done quickly. What leader doesn't want that?
Through the MBA and corporate learning solutions, Lake Forest cultivates working professionals into broad thinkers and strong leaders with the tools to make a difference in their organizations and communities. Learn more at Lake Forest MBA.
Calling all Northside baseball fans. Mark down this Saturday, June 3rd, for the Hooters Baseball Watch Party in Downers Grove as Chicago plays arch rival St. Louis. Attendees have six chances to win a pair of rooftop tickets to the June 19th game. The first 100 people also receive a framed and signed Game 7 scorecard from the 2016 Fall Classic. We'll have more baseball giveaways and Hooters freebies. Hurry to Hooters this Saturday at 1303 Butterfield Road in Downers Grove, beginning at 1:15. Hooters, the original wing joint.
The material handling equipment industry has been around since the dawn of machines, so why not choose the company that's been there from the start? Equipment Depot is the largest independent forklift dealer in the U.S. So whether you're moving products or building, they've got you covered with the leading brands of forklifts and aerial lifts. Their goal is to continue breaking barriers and becoming the company you can't imagine living without. For new and used forklift sales, service, parts, and rental, Equipment Depot is equipped to serve. The best equipment, the best service, guaranteed. 35 locations and online at eqdepot.com.
Hi, I'm rapper actor model Lil Dicky.
and I'm here to talk to you guys today about a pretty glaring issue within our society, and that's condom usage. Guys, I think we've gotten pretty laissez-faire about wearing condoms, and to be honest, I find it disgusting. People are having unprotected sex without even batting an eye. It's insane. It doesn't make one shred of sense to me. How can you even enjoy it? I'd be so stressed out the whole time. I won't bore you guys with the stats, but just know that STDs and unintended pregnancies are very real, and there's nothing better than peace of mind, and that's what a Trojan can provide you, the pleasure of protection. So be an adult and put a condom on.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Cubs fans, can you imagine if you missed this?
Grand slam, Miguel Montero.
Or this?
And Baez drives one in the air. It's got a chance. Cubs win.
Experience every exciting moment of Cubs baseball right here. Because when the Cubs are on The Score, history could be made at any moment.
And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score. Chicago's official radio home for the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Wings, Wings Beer Sports.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
What a hole!
But he's not wrong, though. It is good.
Yeah, but he committed.
And he's wrong about a lot of stuff.
Yeah, he had to join the Aryan Nation.
He had to?
Mm-hmm. He had to pick a gang in there.
Oh, that guy?
Yes.
Is that guy we're talking about?
Yes.
Oh, I thought you were talking about like some meme or something.
No, no.
Oh.
That was back when the Score producers were a little bit... A little different, cut from a different cloth.
This segment is brought to you by Four Winds Casinos in nearby Southwest Michigan for gaming, for dining, for entertainment, for adventure. Four Winds Casinos, your entertainment escape. And Transition is brought to you by the Grossinger Auto Group. Find over 5,000 vehicles every day at grossinger.com.
Is that lightning I'm seeing outside?
Yeah, there's some rain moving in.
I saw some lightning.
It's not going to be okay. All night, clown.
Yeah. Let's just get rain out baseball practice again.
I guarantee you that practice like is not going to get rained out.
No.
Okay.
It's just a kids play. Little microburst.
What's happening?
Okay. What's going on, Jay?
I can't call it, man. Beautiful weekend.
I know. I was down here yesterday. I was doing an interview yesterday. I threw this out on Facebook. It was just so fun to me. Did some people watching. Mel and I were down here, and we went over to Sweetwater.
Okay.
And, you know, I don't ordinarily like to sit outside, but mm-hmm. I was like, oh, let's sit outside. It's a perfect day.
I love that place.
And me too. I'm a big fan. And it was just interesting to me to see, you could tell the difference.
Tourists?
Between city kids and suburban kids.
Oh, okay. Hmm.
So I don't know if this has reached your son yet, Dan.
Fidget spinner?
Then again, your kid's a city kid, so yeah. it doesn't qualify. But the thing that... The thing that I thought, you could tell the folks who were getting off the Metra, and you see like, oh, the Lockport Porter's shirt or whatever, and they now like, it's like the old boombox thing.
Dude, I'm so glad you just said this, because this is exactly what I was thinking is why you were talking. There are young white boys walking around in packs in downtown Chicago with these Bluetooth speakers with little Uzi Vert blaring out of them. I'm like, and Nicole was like, is that what I think? I'm like, yeah. These dudes are walking around with their own soundtracks.
It's the Lane Tech kids outside the Jewel.
Dude.
I've seen them hanging there with like blaring music.
Four or five dudes walking around with Bose speakers in their hands.
Well, you'll see that. But what really shook me yesterday is that you had, I saw two different groups, and it's a pack mentality with the suburban kids, man. They roll deep.
Yeah.
And
I
saw them carrying like a portable Bluetooth, like, you know how you would have like a Jewel cart, one of those drag along, had in one of those. So this giant ass speaker. Mm-hmm. And they are just like, we are here.
Yeah, doing it.
We are up. And it was so funny because one of the guys, like, he was talking to his friend, and I knew that they were either going to Oak or they were going to North Avenue.
They weren't going to 31st or 39th?
No, and they would have had I think they would have a better time at 57th. You know, like, take the Metro to 55th Street and go on to 50, but whatever.
Shut it down!
It just made me laugh because they had no idea how far away from the beach they actually were.
Because you got a long way to go, guys.
A long way to walk. Yeah, and one of the dudes was like, well, since we're here, 15 minutes. And he's like, that's in a car, idiot.
Yeah, by the time you get to the beach, you ain't got no beach legs.
If you're on Lake and Michigan,
it's going to be a while.
It's going to be a long while before you get to Oak Street or North Avenue Beach walking.
But we're burying the lead. And speaking of a return from the beach, the dear boy himself is back in the saddle.
The second greatest man of all time, ladies and gentlemen.
Herb Lawrence returns as the producer of the evening show.
Yes, and how about the fact that the first game he gets to produce is a Padres game?
Oh, look at that.
Yeah. The symmetry is all over the place.
He's just going to open the mic, give Padres thoughts.
Yeah, I don't even know if he has them anymore. We're not going to do that, fish ain't as real as they say. We're not going to do Ask Herb tonight, but we might do it tomorrow. Layla Rahimi from CSN is going to join us in studio at 8. We're going to hang out with her for a little bit. We're going to talk some Cubs and some White Sox and break down Sale Quintana. There's all sorts of stuff to discuss tonight between now and 8:35.
Nice. We thank Jake Arrieta, James Fagan, Len Casper, and Zach Zaidman for joining us today. We thank our video director, Brian Gertsch.
When he wrecked him with a couple of bombs.
Yeah, you don't want to wreck him with a couple of bombs because that's bad for you. That hurts. It's not good. The executive producer, Nick Shepkowski.
The two Massachusetts-born coaches both have won the Stanley Cup. Let's hear what they say to their teams.
Now the fun stuff starts. Let's embrace this challenge. Let's go out and get game one here. Come on. Game one is up for grabs. It's up to us to take it.
All right. The introductions, the anthem, the crowd, and face-off one, game one is next.
Pretty simple.
I guess it's time to drop the bleeping
puck.
Yeah,
that wasn't until the middle of the first period that he said, well, apparently we had some word that made our airwaves that we didn't know. We apologize.
Nobody's watching.
This one's spirited on ahead. We also thank the audio overlord, Chris Tannehill.
Craig Kimbrell, ERA 0.83, opponents hitting 83 against him.
83.
It's right there for you. Center cut. It's like an 87-mile-an-hour splitter from Jeff Samardzija. Just don't be Schwarber handle. On it.
Yep.
Yeah. Remember when Kyle Schwarber was good?
Yeah, it was a long time ago.
But he's a World Series legend, though. All right, so Lawrence is coming up from now until 8:30. Gonna have some good times, man. Herb Lawrence is back on deck. Layla Rahimi. This show is gonna be better than
we're
our
show. We're back at 1 o'clock tomorrow.
Are we?
For a marathon.
For what do you mean?
We're on from 1 to 2.
Are we really?
Yeah. Afternoon getaway day. See, starting off the week on a Tuesday, you know.
You didn't tell me this, Tanny. We just got ourselves, as Terry would say, a cookie. All right. Well, I gotta go make some plans.
Expect me to be drunk. Schedule every week.
Yeah, don't worry about what I monitor.
He made out the schedule that has Shep hosting tonight, 6 to 8:30. By the way,
exactly. So don't trust anything V-Mac does. All right, Lawrence is coming up. We're chewing up his time for Dan Bernstein and the fellas on the other side of the glass. I'm Jason Goff. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
I want you to know it's over.
Well.
Are you thinking about selling your home? Thinking you'll escape that dreadful waiting game and process? Well, think bigger. Selling is old school. Selling is yesterday. And selling is small. If you're lucky, you'll get a one-time payout gutted by commissions and closing costs. The rental market is huge. Since 2010, renter households are up by 4 million nationwide, while last year, homeownership hit a 30-year low. So before you sell, look into renting. You might be surprised at how much you can rent your home for, how quickly people are ready to move in, and how easy it is to manage the whole process when you hire Renters Warehouse. They'll price your property, find your tenants, collect the rent, and take those pesky maintenance calls. They'll open the door to financial freedom. Think bigger than selling. Go to renterswarehouse.com, get a free home rental price analysis, and find out how much your home will rent for today. Renters Warehouse, the professional landlords of Rent-A-State.
Find out how much your home.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
America's number one Memorial Day sale starts now at Art Van Furniture. Free mountain bikes or TVs with purchase. Save up to 65% off, plus an extra 20% off. The Art Van Furniture Memorial Day sale starts Saturday.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
It's always a joy to talk to Rick Hahn, the White Sox general manager, Luis Robber. It's just great to see you guys steal what amounts to maybe the number one pick in the draft.
This is a type of talent that would be very much in the mix at the top of the draft, if not considered the first pick in the country.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Thanks for streaming The Score, Chicago Sports Radio 670.
This is 670 The Score, where Cubs history is made.
The Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
The world champion Chicago Cubs are looking to repeat in 2017. Join me, Pat Hughes, and Ron Coomer for all 162 games, including every thrilling moment of the postseason.
The Cubs have done it.
This is the one place you need to be, Cubs fans. Sports Radio 670 The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score, Chicago Sports Radio 670. The Score's Danny Parkins on the Cubs.
I'm a Chicago kid who grew up in the 90s, so I expect three-peats and dynasties. The goal